Beatrice paces her cell at the Salarian Sororia, nestled in the Alder Mountains, 10 steps from wall to wall. It has been 5 days since she was brought here, sealed away in this sparse chamber, with only a narrow bed, a threadbare blanket, and a pitcher of water set on a small wooden stool. It has been 5 days since she heard her sister's voices in her head, as clearly as if they were standing in the room beside her. 5 days since she heard Sophronia die. No. No, she doesn't know that. Not really. There were 12 explanations for it, 12 ways Beatrice could make herself believe that her sister was still out there, still alive. Whenever Beatrice closes her eyes, she sees Sophronia. In the silence of her room, she hears her laughter. Whenever she manages to sleep for a few hours, her nightmares are haunted by the last words she spoke.
They're cheering for my execution. There is so much more at play than we realized. I still don't understand all of it, but please be careful. I love you both so much. I love you all the way to the stars, and I...
And that had been all. Beatrice doesn't understand the magic that made the communication possible. That was Daphne, who'd done it once before to speak with Beatrice alone. The magic had cut out then too, but it was different the second time. Like she could still feel Daphne's presence a few seconds longer, her stunned silence echoing in Beatrice's mind before she too cut out. But Sophronia can't be dead. The thought is unfathomable. They came into the world together. Beatrice, Daphne, then Sophronia. Surely none of them could leave it alone. No matter how many times Beatrice tells herself that, though, she never fully believes it. She felt it, after all, like a heart clawed out of her chest, like something vital lost. The sound of the lock scraping open echoes in Beatrice's cell, and she turns toward the door, expecting one of the sisters to bring her next meal. But the woman who enters is empty-handed.
Mother Ilaria,
Beatrice says, her voice rough after so little use these past days. Mother Ilaria is the sister who greeted Beatrice upon her arrival, leading her to her cell and giving her a change of clothes that look identical to what the older woman wears herself. Of those clothes, Beatrice has only put on the grey wool dress. The headdress still sits at the foot of her bed. In Basimia, it was a great honour for sisters to don their headdresses. There were ceremonies for them. Beatrice herself had attended several. It was a celebration to honour a woman's choice to devote herself to the stars above all else. But Beatrice has chosen nothing, so the headdress remains off. Mother Ilaria notes this, her eyes moving from Beatrice's messily braided red hair to the headdress sitting on the bed. She frowns before looking at Beatrice once more.
You have a visitor, she says,
disapproval filling every syllable.
Who?
Beatrice asks, but Mother Ilaria doesn't answer, instead turning and walking out of the room, leaving Beatrice no choice but to follow her down the dark hallway, her imagination running wild. For an instant, Beatrice imagines it is Sophronia, that her sister has travelled from Temerin to assure her that she's alive and well. But it's far more likely to be her one-time friend Gisella, come to gloat again, or Gisella's twin brother, Nico, here to see if a few days in the Sororia have changed her mind about his proposal. If that's the case, he'll leave disappointed. Much as she hates it here, she prefers it to returning to the Salarian Palace, while Pasquale lives out the rest of his life in the Fraternia, on the other side of the Yazina River. Her chest tightens at the thought of Pasquale, disinherited and imprisoned because she convinced him to trust the wrong people.
They haven't seen the last of us, Pasquale said, after their sentence for treason had been handed down. And soon enough, they'll wish they'd killed us when they had a chance.